When COVID-19 hit the U.S., everything came to a standstill. People had to work at home, find new ways to entertain themselves, and to make sure children got the education they needed. This meant teachers had to learn how to teach their children virtually. They didn't get the chance to learn how to do this effectively. They were thrown into it in a matter of days. Most probably felt like they barely got through to the children. It was a territory that they had never had to traverse. Unfortunately, our situation hasn't changed much. COVID-19 is still raging, and it doesn't look like it's going to go away anytime soon. This hack might sound like a cliche, but here's the truth. Planning ahead always works. An unplanned day is the biggest enemy of productivity. If you look at an unproductive day and check your daily log, you'll notice that a major portion of your time of the day was spent wondering about what you wanted to accomplish in the next 8 hours. And you waste hours wondering and devising. This does not only kill your time, but also kills your drive to begin the day with renewed energy. A 6.4 magnitude earthquake struck in northwestern Argentina near the border with central Chile, injuring at least 3 people, authorities said Tuesday. 2 children and an adult were hospitalized in San Juan Province in Argentina after the quake hit just before midnight Monday. Exploring the Google Classroom benefits. Sharing research with your students in the event of a shutdown is essential for teachers who travel to exams or choose to teach remotely. Many teachers, particularly those teaching adults, may not use course books and would like to give their students weekly assignments, grammar exercises, videos, and more.